Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, Anthony, I was wrong. I thought we would fare better than we did. I thought we'd win a game, and we didn't. I didn't think we were capable of not getting better in back-to-back outings. The reality of it is that invincibility, that air that we put off that had people frightened. Every week you lose, you become a bigger target because they know they can get some. And I didn't think we were capable, but you are what your record states. What you put on film is your fingerprint. You can't talk your way around it or out of it. And wouldn't you know it, now you're playing one of the upper echelon pillars of success. Who've had they've stubbed their toe. They know what it's like. Some of you that have been listening to that big fella will be sympathetic because your injuries. I hope you don't call me today. Do me a favor. He'll be back tomorrow, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Save all that whining and all that crying for him tomorrow. Because they're still going to be. They haven't canceled the game, have they?
They haven't canceled the game or the season.
So the game's still on.
Yeah,
great. I expect us. Then, no matter what slogan is thrown out there, I expect there to be 53 Warriors going out. Now you're playing for pride. It's not about NFC Championship game, Super Bowl. You're playing for pride because now people are starting to go, well, wait a minute. Maybe we can tap that tail. Detroit had to deal with it. Their last game in Canada, they had to deal with it. They take it out on the next opponent. I don't know if you got a chance to check any of their last game out. Oh, and they're on your schedule.
Yeah, they're fully staffed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got a chance to peep the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And how they roll. Thugs. Okay. And they're on your schedule, too. So, I'm sure BTP will be trying to put out various scenarios about a playoff pitcher. Here's your playoffs. Monday night. That's your playoff. Your championship game is Monday night. I am so curious of what you're going to do on Monday night.
You think Monday night is our championship game?
Don't they play Monday night?
Oh, we do.
Okay, well, then that's it. You got one game. What you going to do?
What happens if we lose?
Well, you cross that bridge when you get there. You find out if you're still breathing.
Okay.
If you might be dead. But if you're breathing, then you got another shot.
Yeah.
This is about who's left breathing. Just like Detroit, they rolled up against you a year ago in the championship game. How many of those guys on Detroit's team, and this is for you, all of you that follow that big guy, how many of those Detroit fans or players thought there was any chance in hell that the Commanders were going to be in my house in the Motor City and tap that tail?
None of them.
Did you see them the way they played? I mean, their last game, I hadn't seen a human being run that fast out of the back since OJ. And sure enough, that brother set a record.
Yeah.
They run it. Isn't it fun to watch people that run it and run over you and do it with, they look back at you and say, what? Say what? What you going to say? Nothing. I'm sick and crazy because I believe that we now may be forced to run. I'm sure they've showed me it's not their preference. I don't give a damn what they say. That's not who they want to be. We've been through this before. We've had teams here with people under certain regimes. They really deep down inside, if they get to pick, and they get to pick, you get to pick whether you get under center or the gun. Nobody's making you do anything you don't want to do. And let me tell you up front, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't get in your business. I get into the results. If you don't want to be under center on third and an inch, be my guest. Why don't you put your behind a super shotgun? Get 10 yards deep. It's on you. You're in charge. I'm following you. But I need you to make some sense of this to realize that once I lose confidence in you, it ain't coming back. That's why I'm hanging in all the way with you. Because I believe you know what you're doing. I'm not convinced you're capable of getting your team to know what they're doing. That might have gone over some of you. Lou, don't even try this. Because I'm hearing a lot of you, and I get my vibes off the people. I trust the people. All right, you got to come out the booth. You got to be on the field. Do y'all realize he's on the damn field every day at practice? Your defensive coordinator is not in the stands at practice. He's on the field with these dudes. He's in the meeting room with these dudes. So what is him being down on the field going to change if his presence all week doesn't be? Is there a fact you see some difference?
I mean, our fans, they seem to think they have all the answers to the the problems.
And in all due respect to our fan base, look at some of the people they're listening to. I mean, that's on them. But you correct me, because that's what I love about you. If a man's with them every day in meetings, he's on the practice field. I've seen him on the practice field with them. What is that 2 or 3 hours period where he's upstairs looking down upon them with a better vantage point? Is he supposed to be able to do so? Or are you saying they're not motivated? What are you saying? And I've heard some people, they was telling that the big guy, that they thought he should be on the side. And I started thinking to myself, okay, so your teacher needs to sit in the room with you when you take the test? Nothing's done throughout the whole semester when they're training you? Isn't the idea of management, coaching, and ownership supposed to be, I'm constantly rearing, like parenting? The parenting never stops. There's some people got kids in their 30s, they still being parents. It doesn't stop. Are we supposed to think he stopped coaching? I love his dialogue. And raise your hand if you can listen to one press conference. Who do you want to hear?
I'm definitely going to hear him.
Yeah, me too.
He speaks very matter of fact.
I love that. So, but his kids don't look like they're afraid of it. I don't mean afraid, like scared, like he's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
There's something about accomplishment that drives highly driven people to want to succeed for themselves and also for the instructors. They don't want to make the instructor look bad. They about to get their instructor run up out of this joint.
Yeah, I mean, but still, I don't think standing on the sideline, will inflict fear in the guys. Like, if you guys don't tackle, if you guys stop getting blown off the ball, if Marshawn Lattimore doesn't turn into, that's not, you know, Joe Witt. Like, that's the players. At the end of the day, I feel like the players got to go out there and play. And
are you telling that big guy the same thing you're saying to me right now? That's why I wish I was on with y'all. I've listened to you.
On Monday?
He tries to bully you.
No.
He's a bully.
Lindell, again, I told Lindell on Monday, I was like, I'm going to let you do all your bitching and moaning. Like, I'm going to let you, the fans, I'm going to let y'all do this on Monday. On Tuesday?
I heard that.
On Tuesday, garbage. We're going to calm down. We're going to, you know, take a deeper look, and then we'll reassess from there. But,
see, since I grew up with WWE.
Yeah.
And my mom's sister, we all, I mean, when him and Russell was together on two, to me, it was Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And it's a must, it was just, that's why UFC, all it is, it's not a joke. It's highly popular because conflict in real time, it's awesome. And he morphs himself into it. He's not faking.
Oh, no, that was real. I felt it.
No. Excuse me. He's a diehard. And it's hard to be a fan when you do this. But you got to be who you are.
I'm a fan as well, though, Doc.
No, but you're not. You're more, it's a business to you. You're a business
man. I mean, no.
No, you don't care. You really don't.
You think I'm out here giving political answers?
You're a businessman. No, I'm not. No. Because it's.
I'm a fan,
first
too,
of all, it's not even your favorite sport. So that's the number one. It's got to be the guys. People who call
it doesn't
us,
matter though. Doc. No, I'm still a hardcore fan
people
of the team.
That ride this train. If you told them they had to eliminate their second sport to play in the game, they'd cut it off. You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You're just too rounded.
I mean, but the thing is, Doc, if I had to watch a Commanders game or a Wizards game. Like, even 2016 when the Wizards were good, 2017. I'm watching the Commanders.
I'm not letting you off that easy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Shout out to the Caps.
The Caps, too.
I was there last night. It's just, man, that crowd. They have an atmosphere. First of all, they got a hell of a team, as always. You always feel like when you're in the Caps environment, your team has a chance to win the game. You know how hard that is? I mean, it's not like they may lose a game, but they don't lay eggs. It's highly professional. And the base place is, I mean, it's a great atmosphere because the people that come in there expect they're going to see a win. They're going to see a victory. Their players are going to perform. They're going to do their job. That's the thing that I needed to be uplifted. And that I was disappointed watching us against Dallas. Dallas's offense, phenomenal. I didn't say a word about what they did to our defense. And I'm in the minority, as always. I'm keeping my corner. I ain't changing nothing. You know how hard it is to cover a man 6'4 with long arms when a quarterback puts it in his right shirt pocket? Shaq Harris used to tell me this. I know Doug somewhere laughing right now. The good ones put it right in your shirt pocket. There's nobody thrown a better ball. They may have done it just as well. Nobody has thrown it better than Dak Prescott on that particular play.
Yeah.
And my guy was all over him like plaster, but just that happens. Lucky for us, that's why I love DBs. They understand the heckle and Jekyll lifestyle. You love them one moment, you hate, they're used to it. They don't expect to get unconditional love. They don't need you because they're confident in their own deal. Very few corners lack the confidence to walk into a club, walk in anywhere. They're built differently. They have to be because other than quarterback, what's a harder position to play?
Corner.
Corner. In man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what I can tell you, just based on experience and what I see, the worst thing you can do in the secondary is try not to make a mistake. They're not playing free. They're not playing like, you know what? If I make a mistake, they're carting him out of here. They're trying to be perfect. Can't, it's hard. Just play. You got to play with a spirit. And I think if Joe, if he told anybody privately, probably say that's one of his disappointments and tackling. You ain't got to be really good to be a good tackler. You got to make up your mind that you're willing to go in there and bust up something. Something's dying when I arrive. I'm not seeing it. I can't explain why they have certain people in coverage that can't cover people. If I had an open mic with them, I'd just say one question and one question only. You at practice, when you have drills, when your backs are going against your linebackers, what do you not see in them drills that would make you want to put any of these people in a real game? You see that man in Detroit, the running back? Did you see him?
Yeah.
This is what this league is doing now. We got one, a couple of them. And I was up. I'm running game. Yeah, cool. They can't get a ball to themselves. Is it a panic? Nope, not me. I like us. We still got a shot. But somebody's going to have to play. Can't talk about it. Question is, who's going to play in that? And you know, when you hear him next, and he's giving out that damn handle, he is going to be chewing up so much time in who's going to play.
You don't care about who plays?
Not at all. I care about who makes the team. Because they chose him. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be nervous because the starter's not playing? Does San Francisco look nervous to you?
Nah.
Why is it some people just go out and kick whoever's ass is in front of them, and others have to be primed into it? You act like it's a game show. Do you not trust the people you pick? I'm asked a question 3 weeks ago. Why are you drafting them, take them through training camp? You in week 6 and they can't get on the field? Is the student slow or is the instructor slow? Somebody's not giving me the truth. All of us as parents can remember the day you gave your kids the keys to the car and you weren't with them. That's a day that's never discussed enough. That's how they feel to me. They are scared to death to get them kids the key to the car and let them drive.
I mean, we saw a little bit of Jordan McGee. I think everybody's been clamoring for Jordan McGee because
they treat
we know
him like he's in the witness protection program.
Yeah. And, like, I understand, like, he is coming off the injury from last year, and that's probably in part to, you know, why they brought Bobby back. But outside of
injury, that, there you go again.
I'm just saying.
Who's not injured just playing?
He was injured last year, though, Doc.
But he's back. He cleared, right?
He was injured last year, and guess what? Bobby Wagner, second team All-Pro last year. So
no, Wags can play.
Yeah,
I'm saying. This is situational football. You want Bobby in there on nickel?
No.
Okay. It's not a hard thing to say, and it's no slight on him. He's still a bad man.
Yeah, he is.
He'd be on my team. And I can understand what they're thinking. That's why you need a boss to be in charge of you, because you love your room. That's what a head man's supposed to say. We love him too, but he got to get off the field on nickel. They're treating it now like they don't understand how to delegate. Now I'm going to start questioning you. This is not Pop Warner. Everybody that gets a check, nobody's feelings is going to be hurt because they got the bag.
But do you think taking Bobby off the field gives up what they're trying to do defensively? If Bobby comes off, we insert Jordan McGee. All right, Jordan's on the field. Why is he on the field? Oh, maybe because they're in man. Maybe they want this guy to check the running back out of the backfield. Maybe they don't want to tip that.
And maybe what they you're saying is logical. But, okay, so keep up your results. And I'll see you at the draft next year's draft, because you'll be first or second.
But, Doc, I think earlier you said it, like when we were on the phone anyway, you talked about how the team, they just need to be fundamentally sound. And right. I think defensively, that's sort of kind of like what's happening. I mean, offensively as well, right. But more so defensively, where the guys are just not playing fundamentally sound.
If a man's incapable physically of getting to a spot you need him at, you have to replace him. Even if it tells the defense, y'all should try this now because this guy's in. Then that guy's just got to get better or pick another guy. But you can't just leave, so it's not fair to him.
Yeah.
Dude's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's probably too old now for his father to speak up for him. But if that was my kid in there, I'd say, Coach. Because seriously, it's not fair to him. You're putting him in a position to do something he can no longer get the job done with for you on that. So you got to put a say. You got to do something. Do you tell me you think they're not going to do anything all year?
I mean, I think Monday probably will be the last straw for whatever they throw out.
You need another one? You need another example of this? Slim, what are you drinking over there? Is that what's in that cup?
This H2O. Water.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it is 5 p.m. somewhere. It's not
5 o'clock somewhere, yeah. Boy, Coach, I tell you what. See, you had to do that. You struck that nerve. You know what, man? Big John, Coach Thompson, opening day NBA. You know, I was glad and sad because I know what it meant to him, the association. And there were some games that, I was at 2:30. I had to throw my remote at the TV at 2:30 just to get it to go off. Because that NBA thing, I was so juiced up. How dare they put the Rockets and Thunder on like that in the first game of the year? It was competitive. And I'm still in the afterglow of Montreal. I'm in the afterglow of Seattle. I'm in the afterglow. Game 7. Look, MLB, I'm not mad at you. There's nothing like Game 7. And you know I love the gridiron. Playoff NFC championship game, that's close. But you know how many Game 7s you experience? Game 7 to go to the World Series? You talking about pressure. What's another event that gives you more anxiety? What would you like to step up to the plate? We got a lot of fantasy participants. The whole half your society is in the fantasy. Put yourself in the fantasy of a Game 7 baseball and some dude is throwing 103.4 miles per hour on that bump. And you tell me that there's a better moment in sports? Now, Game 7 in the puck, when the puck drops, to me, that's just amazing. Because you can't see where it's at. I don't know how the hell you stop that puck. But that Game 7 analogy is strong with me. And guess what's going on next Monday night? There's a Game 7, and it's in Kansas City. DOC, Ant-Man, here on Burgundy and Gold today. 301-230-0980 is the number. The rest of that BTP stuff, you guys already know that. Holla back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.